Sports Freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union. Serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air. Unmatched quality, service, and price. Eggs Up Grill. Serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. And the We Sell WNC Real Estate team, Chris and Stephanie Scruggs. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And I got to admit that Paul Speranza forecast sounds pretty good to me. What great weather we've been having here lately. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. I did a little yard work around the Morgan household over the weekend and kind of enjoyed some nice weather. So we'll be paying for it once it gets to July and August. It'll get hot around here. But enjoy these mid-80s we got right now. And hey, we got a great show on tap for you tonight. Here on the Sports Freak Hour, a lot going on in the sports world right now. You got the NBA Finals. Game 3 is coming up Wednesday night, all tied at one game apiece, as the Indiana Pacers will be hosting Oklahoma City in Game 3. In the NHL playoffs, it'll be Game 3 tonight down in Florida. Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers tied at a game apiece. We also got one big college baseball game tonight, as it's going to be Duke hosting Murray State. That is the last of the eight qualifiers for the College World Series, and that's going to be something I'll be talking about here in just a little bit with my first guest tonight. Here in just a few minutes is Adam Gold from the Adam Gold Show down in the Raleigh area. Going to join me here in a little bit, talk a little ACC information and different stuff with him. Then coming up around 6:30 or so, we'll bring in Jeff Bryson. Jeff is with the Catamount Radio Network. He does a lot of broadcasts out there for Western Carolina. Talk a little about Western. They've got a new athletic director and get his thoughts on some other stuff. Plus, Jeff's also a big ACC and NC State fan, so we can maybe talk a little Wolfpack and a little stuff as well. And then coming up around 6:45, Pete McDaniel, going to get him on for the last part to preview the U.S. Open, which is coming up starting on Thursday. That's when the opening round will begin. So, of course, Scotty Scheffler, all eyes will be on him as we go through. So don't forget. Go to WTZQ.com. Go to the Sports Freak page. Right there we have the link to the Fantasy Golf Challenge. Go ahead and sign up. You may have to go into the calendar and kick it ahead a week to the U.S. Open, but join in. Make your picks. It's like fantasy golf, so you can pick a team, and then you can start players, and you can bench players and move guys around. But check that out on our website as well. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. Let's take our first break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Adam Gold from the Adam Gold Show. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is Jim Smeaton with Always Best Care Senior Services. Do you have concerns about your parents' ability to live safely and independently at home but are not ready to move them to an assisted living community? Why not bring assisted living to them? From a few hours a day to around the clock, Always Best Care can provide the meal preparation, medication reminders, household and personal care assistance they need to remain living safely and independently in their home. To learn more about how we can help, call us at 676-2939 to schedule a free home care consultation.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ. I'm your host, Mike Morgan, on this Monday night. Got a lot going on in sports. And I want to bring in my first guest here of the night. You can hear him on various platforms out there, and always I give him a chance to kind of give a little promo. But let's welcome from the Adam Gold Show. He is Mr. Adam Gold. Adam, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing very well. It's a good thing they named the show that.
It is. Yeah, I'm the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, so it's me. I'm the only one that's here. But hey, take a minute or so and just tell everybody about yourself. Every time I have somebody on for the first time, tell who you are, where you're from, where they can find what you do now in the sports world.
Okay, so where am I from now? I mean, I've been in North Carolina for almost 30 years, 27 years. I've been in North Carolina. I've lived in you know, Raleigh, although I don't live in Raleigh now, I live in Oxford. I've lived here longer than I lived in any one place, whether it was the New York area or Washington, D.C., where I went to school at the University of Maryland. So, and I'm just a guy who goofs around on the radio, covers the hurricanes, and do a lot of stuff like that. So, they let me goof off for 3 hours a day on the radio, which is nice.
That's always fun, just to let you goof off a little bit. That's always nice.
Yeah, I like to goof off. People can check it out. The Adam Gold Show, if you go to YouTube and just search Adam Gold Show between noon and 3, you get us live. I cover the Canes. We do a Canes Corner podcast after every Hurricanes game. And I also do the post-game show. So I do the post-game show first, then I do the podcast. And once again, matter of fact, I'm going to do an episode tonight. So if people are Hurricanes fans and they're interested, 9:30 tonight, Hurricanes legend Eric Cole will join me to talk a little bit about the Canes.
Yeah.
And how they bridge the gap between them and the Florida Panthers.
Well, let's talk about the Canes while you mentioned that. Because, again, they were great in the regular season, have been the last couple of years. But, man, get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And what happens, man? They just fall apart. And, of course, Florida's pretty good, first of all. But man, I tell you, they've been so close but just can't seem to get over the hump the last few years.
All right, well, I mean, it is the Final Four.
It is. That's true. That is true.
It is funny to me how it has been portrayed as, and I'm not, this is, you know, present company excluded here. It's been kind of funny to me how it's been looked at somehow as though it's a failure.
Right.
And I really look at it, if you played fantasy hockey,
yeah,
you probably wouldn't draft a Hurricane in the top 40.
Really?
In the NHL.
Yeah.
Maybe you draft one. Maybe you would draft Sebastian Aho.
Right.
But you wouldn't draft any other Hurricane in the top 40. And I'm not even sure you would draft one in the top 50 other than Sebastian Aho if you were playing fantasy hockey.
Right.
And the Hurricanes have, the only time they have ever had one of those goal scoring guys was at the end of last year, Jake Gensel. They have not had any of those. The fact that Carolina has been in two of the last three Eastern Conference Finals and three times in the last 7 years means that the way they do things only needs one more piece to the puzzle, and that's bona fide big-time goal scoring.
Right.
They have to find that. But I don't look at what they have done the last few years in any way, shape, or form as, man, what happened? It's just that... You know, the teams that they lose to have gone on to play for the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
They have been better.
That's true.
And those Carolina doesn't have the players that Florida does. They have got a lot of good players, though, and that's why they get to the Final Four.
You know, I've yet to come to a Hurricane game. I need to do that because Eddie Biedenbach's a good friend. Of course, his son-in-law is the head coach, so I've got a nice connection. And I know a few people in the Raleigh area who love the Hurricanes. I'm sure I could probably score some tickets if I needed to. But that's a fun place to watch a hockey game, too, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's an incredible atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean... Look, I don't know if it's the loudest house in the NHL, as they want everybody to believe, but it ain't the quietest.
Right.
It's a great fan base. It's really the confluence of professional sports and college sports, and it's a blast. And nobody from the national media that I speak to thinks any differently. They think,
right.
Oh, it's a great place, great atmosphere, love the fan base, so... It's good. Can't wait for next season to start. And, you know, Carolina's got a lot of salary cap room. Who knows what happens between now and the start of the season with what they could do.
Maybe they'll go out and get that score that we need. We got Adam Gold from the Adam Gold Show on the Sports Freak Hour here tonight on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline. I tell you, let's talk a little baseball. We got the College World Series. 7 of the 8 teams have advanced on to the College World Series. 1 game still to go tonight. And I think I saw something earlier. Duke has never hosted a regional, but yet they're hosting a super regional. So
yeah.
that's to say something. But Duke and Murray State play tonight, Game 3. Winner goes to the College World Series. How cool would it be to see the Blue Devils get in?
It would be amazing. It would be the first time in school history that they made it to the College World Series. Look, they had gone 61 years without making it to the NCAA tournament. Whew. Until Chris Pollard took them there. They've been, seven straight years. They've been in the Super Regional. This is the fourth time in 7 years they won on the road, won a regional. Second time in Athens, Georgia, they did that. And, yeah, they are 9 innings away from getting to the College World Series. So much pressure on them, though, because I think a reasonable person would assume that a Virginia guy like Pollard is probably looking at that UVA job. Not that he's looking at it now.
Right.
But they are probably looking at him right now going, man, he would be the greatest guy to follow in the footsteps of Brian O'Connor, who just took the Mississippi State job.
Ah.
So this is very possibly the last go-round for Chris Pollard at Duke. Duke's not going to get a better opportunity. Their pitching is set up for tonight. They have a great bullpen. Everybody's rested. So it'll be a Johnny Holstaff type of a situation for the Blue Devils. Pollard's a great coach. Duke's got a lot of weapons. I hope they pull it off tonight. But, man, Murray State won the game they had to win in Oxford.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past the Racers. The Racers can hit, man.
Oh, I know. They put up some runs tonight.
Only Duke in the first game of this series has prevented them from scoring at least 8 runs.
Wow.
They're averaging 10 runs a game.
Yeah. Whew. That's a good offense.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very, very offensive.
They can absolutely hit.
They can. And in case you haven't been paying attention, folks, right now the 7 teams in the College World Series, Coastal Carolina, Arizona, Louisville, UCLA, Arkansas, LSU, Oregon State. If you've been keeping up with college baseball, names like Vanderbilt, Texas, Tennessee, and the North Carolina Tar Heels, who probably were the best team still standing, they lost to Arizona in their Game 3 the other day. So the ACC with one team, that's Louisville, Arkansas, and LSU representing the SEC. And the one thing about that, too, you know, you think about the SEC, didn't they have like 100 teams get in? You know, like everybody but one team got there. So, but only two have advanced. So the ACC chance to get that second team. But I heard your show earlier. I know you're surprised that the Tar Heels did not make it there, aren't you?
I mean, they had a great team.
Yeah.
But, man, baseball doesn't care if you have a great team. It's just such a fickle game.
It really is.
And honestly, did you make one pitch? Did you make one play? Yeah. And the Tar Heels, I mean, more of my experience is Major League Baseball. But, I mean, the games are kind of, it's baseball. And in the postseason, your bullpen, defense, and base running are arguably the most important things you can do.
Yeah.
And the Tar Heels kind of failed at two of those situations. Actually, more the defense, but the fact that they couldn't muster some runs against Arizona, who's got a great bullpen. And, you know, in ways, just to fold it back to Duke, but I'm willing to talk about the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
The Blue Devils have a great bullpen.
Right.
And we'll see if they can ride that as well as, you know, timely hitting. Hopefully they don't need a lot of hits, but they're going to have to get some timely hits to get to the College World Series. But, yeah, it's disappointing for Carolina. But I tell you what, last year we had 4 ACC teams.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 SEC teams make it to Omaha.
Right.
And while that was cool for about 3 seconds, I like the fact that we've got a lot of different representation. Shouts to the old Pac-12.
Right.
Because Oregon State, UCLA, and Arizona
mm-hmm.
are old Pac-12 members. So somewhere Bill Walton is enjoying it.
You're right about that. And, of course, Coastal Carolina, that's a team I'm going to be rooting for as well.
Yeah.
I go back to that NC State series years ago where they had a delay and they came back and the Wolfpack were one out or one pitch away from winning that thing and Coastal came back to win it.
Don't even mention it.
Oh, that was tough.
People are still mad here about that.
I'm sure they are. And you know, and the Wolfpack, did not play very good at the end of the year, had a chance to finish first in the league. And then Avent made the comment about, you know, that we're only worried about the big tournament. And then, of course, they got there. And they got to the finals of the regional. They did, but Auburn took care of business. And, again, it was a successful year because I don't think anyone expected the Wolfpack to be as good as what they ended up being this year.
I mean, they've always had injury issues, but, you know, you can't always be in the top 16, man. There's a lot of good baseball teams playing.
That's right.
Elliot Avent's done an amazing job with making that program a perennial top 25 or better squad. So sometimes it's just not your year.
That's right. And unfortunately, it wasn't for the Wolfpack. Once again, Adam Gold from the Adam Gold Show on with the Sports Freaks here tonight on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline. And let's talk about the settlement that was announced last week, the multi-billion-dollar legal settlement that the judge okayed the other day, basically opening the door for colleges to play players directly. Now, that was going to happen 1st of July anyway, as we've seen all these transfer portal things bouncing around. Last few weeks, I've really kind of gotten on my high horse about it. Much like you, Adam, I'm old school. I don't like this. It is what it is. It's where we are. But one of the biggest things is the back pay that's going to kick in, you know, for 10 years back. I still don't know how they're going to work that out. How are they going to figure out who gets paid what as far as college athletics go? But this was a monumental settlement the other day, wasn't it?
The back pay is not going to be that much per athlete.
Probably not.
So it's a necessary evil of this,
right?
Of this settlement. I did not think that the judge would agree to the settlement. I did not think she would approve it because the universities have been whining about things that they shouldn't be whining about. But I will make this one correction.
Okay.
I am 100% behind the athletes getting paid by the schools.
Okay.
And what this is going to cause, though, is a major antitrust headache for college sports, because you can't legally put limits on what the athletes can earn unless the athletes agree to it.
Right.
So until we get collective bargaining and everybody knows the rules and the rules are agreed to by both parties, the lawsuits are going to flow.
Right.
All over the place. We're going to have, to me, this is just ushering in the era of legal maneuvering. This is not going to end. We're not really solving problems, but we're getting closer to where we need to be. Until we get collective bargaining, we're just going to have issues. We're going to have cheating. We'll have more cheating now, probably.
Yeah.
Because, they're trying to enforce, those restrictions on collectives. It's not gonna work.
No.
And they can set up whatever commission, whatever committee they want. The people who want to pay more are gonna pay more.
Yep.
And there's nothing they can do about it. This whole thing is silly to me, but
we'll see what happens.
Kids are gonna get paid.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah. I guess I'm just an old school guy, but hey, it is what it is. It's the hand we're dealt with now. And I think about just this whole debacle, and I think back to the classic Dave Doran line, no clue at all. That's what the NCAA stands for sometimes, because they've let this get out of hand big time. All right, hey, before we let you go, I heard earlier on the show you led with the French Open. What an unbelievable final we had. And the comment you made on the show earlier today about, what sport does it take you 5.5 hours to compete in? It was crazy.
I can't do anything.
It's crazy.
There's no kid. I can't do anything. Maybe sleep.
I know. Me too.
I'm an old guy. I don't sleep as much as I used to. But I don't think I could do anything for 5.5 hours.
Me neither.
I just played tennis on clay.
I know.
Amazing.
Unbelievable. That was a great final. And, of course, Coco Gauff, congratulations to her, too, for winning.
Yeah, big time. Big time happy for her.
Me too. Hey, Adam, always good catching up with you, my friend. I'll let you go here on this evening, but maybe down the road I'll get you back on and we'll talk some more.
You got it.
All right, thank you, Adam Gold. And also, don't forget, he is also on ESPN Asheville from 3 to 6 every day. You can hear him there. And he's live, from noon to 3 in Raleigh, correct?
Yes, noon to 3, definitely.
Noon to 3, gotcha. All right, always good talking to you, Adam. We'll catch you down the road, buddy.
All You got it. Peace. Right.
Thank you. Adam Gold on with me tonight. He is such a great interview. I love him. He loves his Hurricanes. And seriously, if you do enjoy the Carolina Hurricanes, if you're a hockey guy, Adam is someone you've got to follow. You need to watch his YouTube videos, everything he has. He loves the Hurricanes. And just a good dude, too. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, talk a little Catamounts. Jeff Bryson going to join me next. You're listening to the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit MountainCU.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local train comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
If you have a single-family home available for short or long-term rental, you need to know they are in high demand. And PMI Blue Ridge Property Management will help you maximize the revenue. You'll be dealing with local people with the strength of a national brand. PMI Blue Ridge is not a real estate company that does this on the side. They focus on property management, giving you peace of mind while you rent. Perhaps you have a second home here. Why not rent it while you're away? You make money, and PMI Blue Ridge does the work. PMI Blue Ridge, property management you can trust. PMIBlueRidge.com.
This is Charlie Brown inviting you to join me on the beach Sunday afternoons, 3 to 6, here on WTZQ AM 1600 and the Q 95.3 FM.
On the Beach with Charlie Brown, sponsored in part by Simpson's Plumbing and Septic, on Grove Street in Hendersonville.
From the WTZQ Weather Department, this is Paul Speranza with your Monday afternoon forecast. Looks like a great afternoon out there. Get out and enjoy it. Sunny to sunny to partly cloudy skies. It's going to be warm. It's going to be humid. More clouds will be filtering in later in the afternoon. Southwest winds averaging under 10, low to mid-80s. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies. We cannot rule out a shower passing through, lower 60s. And then on Tuesday, some early clouds, then partly cloudy, about 80 degrees.
All right, welcome back to Sports Week Hour. Well, I just found out something that I wasn't aware of until I picked up the phone and made a phone call to Jeff Bryson. Apparently, I have two Jeff Brysons in my cell phone. And the funny thing is, I called the wrong one. And so when I said, "Hey, man, you ready to talk some sports?" He went, "I guess so." So I've got the wrong Jeff Bryson. So let me bring in the right Jeff Bryson. He is with the Catamount Sports Network. Jeff, are you there? Is the right Jeff Bryson on the air with me right now?
The correct Jeff Bryson is here. I want to know where the other Jeff Bryson resides. That's the big question.
He owns Bryson's Carpets here in town, and I think he was an old customer of mine way back in the Mountain First days. That's how far back you got to go to my cell phone. So, man,
I'm not surprised with a name like Bryson. I'm not surprised there's another one out there.
There's a few out there, yes, sir. I tell you what, man, just take a minute. Tell everybody about yourself, kind of what you do for Western, kind of how you got into this, what you do in the sports world, and just give me a Jeff Bryson promo for a second.
All right, I'll give you the quick rundown. I grew up in Cullowhee. Yes, actually, people grow up in Cullowhee. I know it's hard to believe, but became a huge Catamount fan growing up, living about 2 miles from the university, and was able to start working at the campus radio station in high school. And became familiar with Steve White, the legend, who's the longtime SID, media relations guru there for WCU. And he really helped me open the door as far as getting involved with that athletic department there at Western. But I had the itch to go away to NC State for college. I wanted to get away and try my hand away from my parents, away from the hometown. So I went to Raleigh and worked in radio there for a while at WZZU. While I was a student at FM off campus, able to do some part-time work there and, of course, work with Brian Hall some at the campus radio station. And then also worked at WCHL in Chapel Hill.
Cool.
And finally got the itch to come back to the mountains. And WRGC, the legend AM in Sylvan, North Carolina, was hiring. So I was able to work there for a while and a part-time at KISS FM back when they were a top 40 station.
Oh,
so
yeah.
All of that was to do radio, but it all tied into meeting up with Gary Ayers and finally getting a full-time gig with the Catamount Sports Network.
Cool.
And that started in 1995.
And if you ever watch the ESPN broadcast, you see Jeff on there a lot. He filled in some for Gary. Unfortunately, was it last year or 2 years ago? When was it Gary had his little health scare? He was out for a little bit.
You know, it seems like a million years ago, yeah. But believe it or not, Mike, it was last fall.
Oh, really? Wow.
It was last fall because, I was just listening to a couple of those games on playback on the WCU athletic website.
Yeah.
And Daniel Hooker and I were covering those games. Of course, the opener was at NC State and Western put a scare into the Wolfpack.
Yes,
but,
did.
It was just, it's hard to believe that was not even a year ago.
We thought that was a fluke when Western put a scare into the Wolfpack, but then everyone put a scare into the Wolfpack. Everybody whooped up on the Wolfpack.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Year. That was not a fun year.
I agree.
So Jeff Bryson for the Catamount Sports Network on Sports Week Hour here tonight and the Mountain Credit Union Hotline. All right, man, a lot's happening in Cullowhee. We've got ourselves a new athletic director. They're working on press box and the football stadium. Just kind of give a quick update of everything that's happening as far as Catamount Sports goes.
Well, I miss the former athletic director, the most recent before Kyle Pfeiffer became the athletic director. Alex Gary moved on. He's now in an administrative role at Southern Methodist University, and he was an outstanding athletic director. And I say that from a media standpoint because us guys who work in the media, we know the athletic directors who will walk up to you and speak to you and make you feel welcome, like they want you to be there. And Alex Gary was that type of athletic director, so I hated to see him go. But the good news is Kyle Pfeiffer was kind of his right-hand man. He came along with him shortly after he arrived from Oregon State. And Kyle continues that make you feel like you're welcome mentality, I think. So that's great that we have him in place as the new athletic director. But talking about the improvements at the stadium, actually coming up this Thursday will be the official groundbreaking of the new press box. They're calling it the Western Skybox. It's going to be over on the new side, on the new stands there, right in front of the Cullowhee Creek.
Yeah.
And it will have not only the press box, but also suites for the chancellor and some hospitality suites. Also, the EMS will have a place now where they can operate out of for emergency situations during games. So all of that is just such an improvement. And as anybody who's ever been to the press box at WCU knows, it's time for a change. And all of us who have worked there and kind of paid our dues working in that press box, it's just like we cannot wait to walk in and see that completion.
Amen to that.
And should be ready, by the way. It should be ready by 2026.
Okay, cool. And you know, I've been to many. I've been in the press box for a lot of stuff. And you mentioned Steve Wyatt earlier. Yeah, that's one thing. Covering sports here, working at WLOS, Clemson and Tim Beray was great to work with. UNC Asheville and Mike Gore, great to work with. Western and Steve White, unbelievable to work with. Ran into Whitey at the beach a couple of years ago. Just walking down the beach, I saw him. We hung out. We shared a laugh, had a good time. Got him on the Sports Freak Show with me and Brian a while back. And my favorite press box memory, Doug Mead. Remember Doug Mead? Used to be the writer for the Central Times.
Oh, yeah, Doug.
We had a press conference. Yeah. Hodgin may have been the coach or something. They were playing Mars Hill, and he got up and talked about what a challenge. And I mean, he's like, now, Doug, and now, Steve, we're not playing Notre Dame. You're playing Mars Hill. And so Steve White did a whole press kit for Western versus Notre Dame and put it at Doug Mead's spot. And that was one of the funniest things. Had stats, rosters, everything. Instead of Mars Hill, he had Notre Dame. And so that's a fun Whitey had. But I tell you what, they're excited about that. And football, when you think about Western football, last couple of years they've been so close, but just kind of couldn't finish. I mean, they were close to being a playoff team last couple of years, but just couldn't quite get over that hump. And hopefully they can get there because Kerwin Bell's done a pretty good job with that football team, I think.
I agree, Mike, and this is going to be his fifth season. They were 5-3 two seasons ago in the conference. They improved to 6-2 in the conference last year and were just so close to getting in the playoffs. You know, it's been 42 years since the Catamounts have played in the postseason in football.
Wow.
It's just hard to believe that 83 season as now just, you know, just seems so long ago. I mean, we talked about it, state fans like me and you before the 2024 run to the ACC championship and the Final Four. That was kind of we were sensing how long ago 83 was, but that's the case in Cullowhee with the football program. And they're going to miss Cole Gonzalez, the quarterback. He transferred to Oklahoma, 6,000-plus passing yards, but they do have the returning sophomore, Tiger Dickens, who really stepped up last year and played a good secondary quarterback role for the Catamounts, and I think he'll be ready to go as a starter this season.
And see, I still call this 1AA because I never can get my FBS and FBCS, and now we got championships in both leagues. I'm not sure what they're supposed to be called. But that's one thing that always concerns me about schools this size, Western size, Furman, just the Southern Conference as a whole. You get a guy like Cole Gonzalez who plays great. In this day and age with NIL, I don't want to say they're like a AAA franchise, but it gets very difficult to keep these kids with the dollar amounts are being thrown around. So the fact that he's been competitive these last couple of years and continues to be, that's a big old credit to Coach Bell and everything that they've done at Western. And maybe they can get over the hump.
Yeah, and just another, to validate that point even further, you look at University of Pittsburgh with Desmond Reed. He'll be their top incoming returning running back, and 2 years ago was Mr. Everything for the Catamounts in the backfield, and before Pittsburgh, I think, they lose their last six games last season, but before they went into that little slump at the end of the year, he was just tearing it up, and you know, if he'd stayed at Western, who knows what he would have done on the FCS level. But yeah, it's a whole different game with the NIL.
FCS. Yeah, I don't know why I can't remember just three letters. I just say 1AA because that helps me remember what it is. Most people may know that. And speaking of tearing it up, we got to talk about Cal Raleigh, the former Catamount, who is just, or not former Catamount, Smoky Mountain kid, whose dad used to coach at Western. And man, what a year he is having playing with the Seattle Mariners. And that's a guy you watch. You said he was a bat boy for his dad back in the days when he coached at Western.
Yeah, well, when I was at Western, I realized that Gary told me early on, he said, if we're going to do this radio thing, you got to also pay your dues whenever you're needed for public address, for janitorial services, for whatever. But actually, it's a delight to do public address. Sometimes college baseball games can go a little long, and whoever said there's no crying in baseball, they've never been in a rain delay at a college baseball game. Those things can last forever. But, yeah, I did that for about eight seasons, and that was back when Todd Raleigh was the head coach.
Yeah.
And Cal was just a young kid, and he was, you could tell even then, he just loved baseball. I mean, he loved being in the press box, in the dugout with his dad, on the field for batting practice. But even when he was at Smoky Mountain, and I think if anybody was honest, if anybody just honestly, maybe outside of his family, tried to preview his major league prospects and what he could do in the major leagues, they didn't see this coming. I mean, I thought he was going to make, he had a really good shot at making the major leagues, and was really excited when he did. And the first few years, I thought, okay, he could be all defense, no hit.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I'm here to admit, he has proven me wrong.
Oh.
We're talking about, he got 26 home runs now. He's hitting over 270. He's on pace for over 60 home runs. So I saw a stat that over 40% of his hits are home runs. And you can do that and still keep your average up over 250, 260. You're going to play many, many years in the major leagues, as we both know.
No doubt. Switch hitting catcher, too. You don't see that too often. And he is
something. And they love him. They love him there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would love him, too. I'm a Dodger fan. We got Will Smith, but hey, I'd root for him big time. And anytime we get local kids, I'm always going to root for him. Hey, real quick before I let you go, let's talk a little Catamount basketball because Tim Kraft, first year, maybe didn't go quite like he wanted to, but a great coach, and I really hope that he can kind of get things going in the right direction for the Catamounts hoops team as well.
Well, I think there's optimism there because when he came in, Justin Gray had basically left the cupboard bare. I mean, you had two players, one who had played – significant minutes, Bernard Pelote, who's now graduated, and another player that had not played much at all. And now he's got six new players in, four transfers, two freshmen coming in. And, you know, there's nowhere to go but up. They were 4-14 in the league last year, I think eight wins overall. And it was a tough year. It was definitely a transitional type year with a new coaching staff. But I really believe, because when you look at what he did at Gardner Webb, like you said, and the way that he just slowly built that program, and I think that's going to happen in Cullowhee as well.
He's a class act, just a good dude. And, you know, the Wolfpack, they know a thing or two about starting from fresh and anew. Paul McNeil, the only player left on the roster. But, man, you're on that five-pack attack of group text with us, which I wish everyone could be a part of that, because that's such a fun group text. But I love what Will Wade has done, and he is, the cupboard is no longer bare. Now the Wolfpack just have to win some basketball games.
Well, we've got some size, got some depth, and Will, Coach Wade says we're going to play defense. So if we, if all those things come to fruition and the team gelled, you never know with the NIL when you bring in so many different players and components. But certainly when you look at the resume of the players that he brought in and the experience, there's nowhere to go but up again for the Pack. And that was a tough final year for Coach Keats. And it'll be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun in Raleigh this season. Now, what about, before I go, I want to get your thoughts on the state football team. Is it going to be a long season?
You know, we had this conversation last week with some folks. Expectations are low. And typically, the law of the wolf, when expectations are low, we win 8 or 9 football games. It's when it's really super, super high, like last year. There's some pieces. There are. I think defensively is going to be the big question mark. Two new coordinators, you know, zero expectations. And again, not the world's hardest schedule, you know. So hopefully they get to the end of the year when they play the Tar Heels and they're playing for something kind of big. It would be nice to see that happen now. Who knows? But I think it's not going to be a train wreck like it was last year. That's my thinking.
And the question is, if it's just a disastrous year, do they have the buyout ability? Because I think it's like $15 million left on that buyout for Doran. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens there if it's just a complete down year in Raleigh.
I know, and there are so many storylines down there, too, with the Belichick stuff at Carolina. And, you know, Duke's been pretty good. Manny Diaz has got it going. You know, Wake's in a rebuild with a new coach. So, again, at least in the ACC, hopefully the Wolfpack can get something done. Hey, Jeff, great catching up with you, man. We'll do this again down the road, especially anything big happens. And a lot of Catamount fans listening to the show live out here in Henderson County. So always good to catch up with you, my friend, and we'll do it again soon.
Thanks, Mike. Good to talk to you.
You too, buddy. Jeff Bryson with the Catamount Radio Network on the Sports Freak Hour. Let's take our final break. When we come back, Pete McDaniel, my good buddy and golf guru, getting us ready for the upcoming PGA or U.S. Open. You got the Sports Freaks on WTZQ.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Summit Personal Checking combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience all in one powerful account. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more.
Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This hour's Q-tip brought to you by Five Star Bath Solutions.
Is your bathroom feeling a little outdated? Let Five Star Bath Solutions help you upgrade your space with their amazing shower options. Go to fivestarbathsolutions.com to book your appointment today. Five Star Bath Solutions. Transform your bathroom. Transform your life. Say you heard it on the Q and get a $1,500 discount.
Are you struggling with a friend or family member's drinking? Alcoholism is a family disease that can affect all members of the family. Al-Anon meetings offer hope and 12-step recovery tools that can help. The group meets every Wednesday at Grace Lutheran Church from 11:30 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. The group is free to attend. For more information, visit alanon.org.
And I was able to confirm I only have one Pete McDaniel in my contacts. Because apparently I have two Jeff Brysons. But there's only one Pete McDaniel, and he joins me now on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline. Is this the Pete McDaniel, my golfing guru? Is that who I got here? I sure hope it is.
Yes. you know, let me look in the mirror and see. Looks like me. Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like you. I'm pretty sure. Even my other Jeff Bryson didn't sound like the radio Jeff Bryson. Once Jeff got on there, he had a radio voice. I was like, okay, I've called the wrong person. That was actually kind of funny. Well, Pete, always good to have you on with me, my friend. And we've done this like once a month for the last 3 months. I like how Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, British Open, boom, 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 we're all done in a four-month period. Do you like the way they've got these majors set up now?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. You know, it's much better, I think, than it used to be.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a certain flow to it now.
Right.
And a lot of big names trying to flex their muscles. And, I like it.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we got him. It's at Oakmont Country Club where they're going to be. And, of course, all eyes will be on Scottie Scheffler, and as well they should be, because I tell you what, it seems like that dude, when he wants to turn it on, he can just get it done. But it's his to lose, I guess. He's the odds-on favorite. How do you like Scottie going into the weekend?
He's a stud.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so impressed with him. I love his game. I love his demeanor. He is the most consistent ball striker on tour by far. He combines power and accuracy and a great short game and, you know, that mental toughness. He never gets too high, never gets too low. I know these are all cliches, but that's him. He's the cliche man.
Yeah.
He's trying to walk in some pretty doggone large shoes.
Yeah.
And those being Tiger Woods, because I really believe, of all the pretenders who will come along, I think he's the real deal.
Well,
he should be the favorite.
Oh, I agree. And he's got two Masters, one PGA. You know, mm-hmm. I think we talked about this last time. I wonder how long it's going to be before he has a chance to get that career Grand Slam. Is that going to happen in the next 5 years, you think? Can he win a U.S. Open and a British Open? Yeah. I think he can, too.
Sooner than that. Yeah, I really believe it. I think, his game is tailor-made for every golf course and every tournament. So I know he'll pick off another Masters in the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
You can believe that. And a U.S. Open, like I said, he hits the ball. He's accurate off the tee, which you have to be, because I was watching some of the reports, and they got 6-inch rough at Oakmont.
Mm.
And Oakmont is a beast of a course if you had 1-inch rough, So he's talking about 6 inches. So he can find the fairway. Great iron player, and you have to be able to manage those undulating greens.
Oh, yeah.
I was there years ago when Cabrera won.
Yeah.
And I swear, walking the golf course was taxing as it was, and I was out inside the ropes between one golf club.
Wow.
But it's just a pressure cooker. It demands so much of a champion. So those people who can weather the conditions and keep the ball in play and maneuver, hit it on the right level of the greens, which you have to do, and withstand that pressure down the stretch. That's the guy who can do it. And I don't think anybody does better than Scheffler does.
I can barely hit it out of the fairway. I can imagine being in that thick of a rough. When you think about DeChambeau, he won it last year in Pinehurst, but he only hit about 57% of the fairways. He was in the rough a lot. I would imagine, after what you told me, he better have a better game plan this year if he wants to win it, because I think if he's in the rough half the time, it may be a long 4 days for Bryson.
Yeah, well, he's so strong.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can hit it out of that rough either.
Yeah.
I know how Tiger did it. Tiger had very strong wrists and that hip action, those fast hips, he could just power that doggone thing out.
Mm-hmm.
But Bryson is much like that. He can overpower a golf course, but there'll be places where he'll get into some trouble, and that rough is certainly going to be a factor, no doubt about it. You know? Have guys like John Rahm, mm-hmm. and you know, Scheffler doesn't hit it in the rough, so we don't know whether he get it out of the rough or not. Kepka's pretty doggy strong fellow. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to lead this thing with the big news.
What's that?
The big news.
What's that? What big news?
This is Phil's last U.S. Open.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I got to admit, man, it was a little bit of a crazy day, Pete. I kind of just went off the cuff coming in here today. And that's your man. Now in the past, any time we had him on the old Sports Freak show with myself and Brian, any time we said, give me your top five, Lefty was always in your top five. He was always your dark horse to win it. Oh, I did not know that. That's kind of sad to hear. This is going to be his last one. I did not know that. I didn't know
that. I'm depressed. I've been depressed ever since I heard the news. I mean, I can't think straight. I was watching basketball last night, fell asleep on it. Nothing excites me anymore.
I didn't mean to bring up that horrible memory. Sorry about that. Sorry I failed to mention that. But hey, maybe give me... Scheffler's definitely the favorite, I think. DeChambeau, you got to think he's there, too. Give me maybe two or three other folks you think have a shot to be hoisting the trophy on Sunday.
Well, I would have picked Rory, but Rory has a new driver. He's put a new driver in play.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think he has a shot on that golf course anyway.
Right.
But I'll give you a couple. John Rahm.
All right.
You know, I think he has a game for that course. Brooks Koepka.
Okay.
And a guy who has been trending the past month or so, Shane Lowry.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the foreigners don't win the U.S. Open very often, but hey, Lowry has the game. He's patient enough. If he doesn't lose his temper, but he really can play. He loves tough tracks, and it doesn't get any tougher than Oakmont. So. Those are guys I think that could be there. And Dan Griffin, I have to throw him in there, too. I've been watching him play the past couple of weeks. He's steady. Hits a long way. And, it's fairly accurate. Nice young player. So, there's bound to be a surprise player.
Right.
A dark horse who's going to be in contention. You can count on that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody's going to win it,
Right.
But one of the top stories that a lot of people don't know much about this kid, but his name is Chase Johnson. He was a second alternate, managed to get in the field, but he's a member of the Advocates Pro Golf Association Tour. It's a tour made up mainly of minority players who get a shot to try to make it to the big time, and so nice kid. I think he's won their MVP award like two out of the last 3 years, so he can play. Good player.
All right, that's one we'll be keeping out, because usually whatever Pete says, I usually go with that. And man, it would be fun to see Phil's name somewhere around the leaderboard at some point in time. Is this the type of course you think Phil could possibly sneak in and at least be something when we're talking about come Saturday, Sunday?
Phil has absolutely zero chance on this golf course.
Well, there we go.
I can't even put him in my top 30.
So, oh, man. I have to apologize again, Pete. I shouldn't have even asked that question. I'm so sorry. Because I know how much you love Lefty.
he's semi-retired.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think he plays often enough to really even be considered a contender.
Right.
But he deserves it. I mean, what else can you do in golf? He's won everything.
He's been great. I tell you, he's one of my favorite all-time golfers. Well, Pete, always good catching up with you. We'll get you on here in a couple more weeks once we get closer to the British Open. And enjoy the golf over the weekend, and happy Father's Day, because that'll be coming up. It always overlaps. Father's Day is always around the time of the golf tournament. So always good talking to you, my friend.
Appreciate it very much. You have a good weekend as well.
Thank you. Pete McDaniel, our golf guru here on the Sports Freak Hours. Once again, the U.S. Open starts Thursday. It'll be played at the Oakmont Country Club. And once again, I think all eyes will be on Scottie Scheffler. So do you think you know who's going to win? Do you think you can pick a winning team? Then all you got to do is go to WTZQ.com, click on the programming bar, and then underneath that, click on the Sports Freak Hour. Right there, you'll see a link to sign up for the Fantasy Golf Challenge. I set it up just to be for the majors. So we got the U.S. Open this month, and then next month we'll have the British Open. I was lucky enough to win week one, but some fella by the name of Chase Deal finished second. So he actually was the winner the first week. Russ Burrell won week two. I know Russ is back in there. I'll be back in there. I want y'all to be in there, too. It's free. You go in, you pick some golfers. I think you pick six golfers. You start four of them. You have a bench where you can move them around, round by round. You get points for birdies and pars and bogeys and everything. So check it out. See if you can do the picks and see if you can beat me, the sports freak, because week one, nobody did. Week two, somebody did. So I'm coming after folks this week with the U.S. Open. Once again, we got NHL hockey tonight. Edmonton is at Florida, game three on Wednesday night. It'll be game three of the NBA Finals as the Indiana Pacers will be hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. Pacers came back and won game one, only led for like 3 seconds of the entire game, but hit the big shot when they needed to in game one. Then in game two, it was pretty much all OKC. The first time I looked at the score, I think it was 52-29 Oklahoma City, and they held on to win by 20. So once again, game three will be on Wednesday. And don't forget, coming up at 7 o'clock here in just a couple of minutes, the Duke Blue Devils will be taking on Murray State in the College World Series Super Regionals. The winner will advance to the College World Series. Duke has never been there before to the College World Series. I got to admit, as a Wolfpack fan, I have a hard time ever pulling for Duke in anything, but it would be kind of cool to see Duke baseball do pretty well. And actually, a little connection to the area here, Bill Hillier, who was a longtime longtime coach at UNC Asheville, also coached at Duke many years ago, so got to know Bill and his son Billy back in the day when he was here. So Duke baseball's been decent but not great over the years, but they have a chance if they can beat Murray State in Game 3 of the Super Regional to be the eighth and final team. They'll be joining Louisville as the only two ACC teams there. So good luck tonight to the Duke Blue Devils. And special thanks tonight to all my guests who were on with us tonight. We had Adam Gold for the Adam Gold Show. Check out all his information. Just Google him up. Just type in Adam Gold Show. You can see all the stuff he has, content he has on YouTube. He's also on WRAL out of Raleigh. And you can hear him on ESPN Asheville from 3 to 6 every day. And then also we had Jeff Bryson, the Jeff Bryson, not the carpet guy, but the catamount guy, as we have Jeff Bryson on talking about the Western Carolina Catamounts and all the things going on out there, new athletic director and changes to their football stadium. New press box is coming. They got a groundbreaking coming up, I think he said, on Wednesday. And then we just heard from Pete McDaniel getting us ready for the U.S. Open. And, folks, I tell you what, hard to believe Father's Day is already here. You know, dad's out there. I got two kids. I'm blessed to have two awesome kids in Brantley and Elena. My wife, Laura, and I are very, very lucky. And it's my one day a year where they make it about me. It's about time. It's about me. And it's about dads. And I only kid when I say that. But happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Thanks so much for listening, folks. And we'll see you next week here on the Sports Freak Hour on WTZQ. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. And the We Sell WNC Real Estate team, Chris and Stephanie Scruggs.